Yuma, Perches, Mishneches, Shechion, Vikimanu, we're finishing off the last two Mishnayis in the Masechet of Yuma. Like we said a few times over the last few program, Yetz Hashem, we should have the Schus this year to see the Avodah performed in the Beis HaMikdash, Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Meher V'Yameinu. The Mishnah talks about the Kapora of Yom HaKippurim. So first we were talking about the Chalokim of, in the Perek, we were talking about the Chalokim of the Inuyim, which are mechaper, that creates the taharas ha-nefesh, which creates the kapara of Yom Kippur. Then the Mishnah goes a little bit off topic. It's not a Yom Kippur dega halacha, but here's where Chazal put the dinim of sofek nefoshes. A lot of sugyas over here in the last parak in Yuma of pikuach nefoshes, derech kol ha-terikula, and one of the pratim of that. And now we go back to the kapara, which is really the essence of the whole mitzvah. Chatos va'oshom vaday mechaperim. If a person does an aver that's mechayiv a korban chatos, an aver sheyesh mechayiv krisus, chilul Shabbos, achilas chelev, arayis, so then you bring the korban chatos. There are certain averos, as delineated in Parshas Vayikra, that are mechayiv not a chatos but an oshem. Oshem vaday, there's such a thing as an oshem toli. But the oshem vaday, they both of them are mechaper. The oshem toli is not mentioned over here. Oshem Toli is if a person is in a suffix of an Avera. It's very interesting. There's a Shita that holds. It's mentioned in the Mishnah in Krisus in Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, as Yontif makes reference to it over here, is that if a person was left, he has a suffix if he was over on Chilul Shabbos. He has a suffix. So he has to bring an Oshem Toli to be Megin Olov, but if he went through Yom Kippur, it's only if he was over the Avera 2 months before, he should bring a Karban. But if it was 2 days before Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur passed, Yom Kippur is Meratzah. Yom Kippur is mechaper. If a person was over an avera, and even though Yom Kippur passed, Yom Kippur is mechaper, but on something mechuyev a vaday oshom or a vaday chatos, he's still mechuyev. But that which is only an oshom tolui al tzisurim, on that the halacha is that doesn't have to bring a carbon. Interesting yedia is that the Rogachover, the Heiliger Rogachover, used to date letters of the day after Yom Kippur, Yud Aleph Tishrei, Yoimo de Bovav Ben Buta. What's Bovav Ben Buta? The Gemara says that the Tana, Bovav Ben Buta, Tana Kadmoid, Bimei Hillel and Shammai, used to bring an Oshem Tali every day. Al Tziyur Shammai used to bring an Oshem Tali. He held you can bring an Oshem Tali even if you don't have a legitimate Tzavik Stam. Person wants to have that extra level of Kapora, of Ritzoy, of being Megan, Schus and being Megan. He would bring an Oshem Tali every single day of the year. Chutz from the day after Yom Kippur, because the day after Yom Kippur there's nothing what to bring an Oshem Toli on. Everything was Nisiratza B'Soif HaYoim. So Memela, it's called Yoim Debova Bebuta. So the Mishnah says over here, Chatos and Oshem Vadei HaMechaper. Misa V'Yoim HaKippurim Mechaprim Im HaTshuva. Chatos, Oshem, and Vadei on those specific Averis are really not intrinsically. They should be. That's the Pnimius Advarim. You look at the Haftoris where the Novi Yeshaya is giving Techoch and Klai Yisrael bringing Karbonis without the proper Avodas Halev behind it. But in Lomdus, in Halacha, it's not part of Tshuva. Misa, V'yem HaKippurim, if a person is killed, Rachmon Al-Tzan, that's Mechaper. Misa, Tehei Misosi Kaperosi, which is part of the Vidui. And Yom HaKippurim, also Kishe La'atzmoy is not Mechaper. They're Mechaper im HaTshuva. Tshuva creates the Lefnei Hashem Titoru. It's a mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom Kippur, a mitzvah video on Yom Kippur, Lefnei Hashem Titoru. That's the process. Tshuva, it makes a person Lefnei Hashem. Shuvo, Ad Hashem Alekecha, Ad Kisei HaKovid. So a person is Lefnei Hashem Titoru. That's the Itzum Shel Yom. Tshuva mechaperes al averes kalois, al asei v'al lois asei. Says, what's the kalos? Kalos is something that doesn't have an effect. Every aver is geferlich. But an aver that doesn't have a concrete effect in this world in terms of an einish or in terms of a kapara. What does that mean? It means every bit lasei, there's never a kapara hanitzreches. It's an avera. It's a richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's tshuva. Lois hasei over here refers to, in the sense of kalos, refers to a loisase that doesn't have malchus. That means a loisase shem be maisa, or a lav hanitik lase, or any shagig. But remember that this is the way we say the vidui, after we finish all the specifics, we list off all these categories. So on that, they don't have a lasting effect outside of the Averi itself in a concrete physical way. Therefore, the tshuva is mechaper. And that's the end of the process. We're talking here about Averis that do have, let's say, a lav. Sheyesh b'maisa. Hitoyle ad sheyovi yom kippur v'yichaper. On that, the Yom Kippur needs also the Yom Kippur takes the blood, the Ritzu in the Pius, so the Karbonus, the Yom Kippur, and the Tzuma Shoyoim with the Inuyim take the place of the Oynish. Now, that doesn't mean if there are Edim with Hasro, that if Yom Kippur came and went, that a person is not Mechuyiv Malkus. That could be. But what happens if he did the Aveiru, and he didn't Aveiru B'mezid, and he did it without Edim and Hasro? So then the end, the finale of the Kapora will be Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara just adds the whole sugya on Dav Pevov that over here we're talking about lav sheyesh b'maisa. What about a lav sheyesh b'koris or a lav sheyesh b'misas bezdin, which also we mentioned separately in our vidui? So there Yom Kippur is not the finale. The effect is so great that it's tshuvi yom kippurim toilim, and it's memayit yisurim, but yisurim is goymer memarkim yisurim memarkim v'goymer is kaparosay. On that is another level, kiyadua, that Chilul Hashem, the Gemara says, that doesn't have a soif pius and ritzui ad sheyomis rachman l'tzlan. So in summary, if a person does not aveir and he's totally at no fault, let's say he's an oynis, he doesn't need a kapar. If he's a shoygeg, so when it's a shoygeg on an aveir that doesn't need a carbon, so then the halacha is that tshuva l'chud is mechaper. If there's something that has a chalois chiyuv, like a chatos or an oshom, so he needs the kapara together with tshuva, doesn't have to go to Yom Kippur. There's one category of an asei that is chomer, that's yesh bekaris, and that's Pesach u'mila. So over there he needs tshuva v'yem ekipurim v'yisur memarkim. That has a lasting effect. By mezid, averis kalois, the tshuva l'chud is mechaper, a lav sheyesh b'malkis, tshuva tele v'yem ekipurim u'misa mechaperim, chayvi krisus, u'misas bezdin, so over there he needs yisurim, rachmana l'tzlan, chilul Hashem, even with the yisurim toilim, u'misa mimarekes. Obviously, b'zman hazeh, we don't have karbonis, so b'zman hazeh, the Rambam starts off in Hilchus tshuva, that tshuva mechaperis. If it's something that needs a chiv karbon, so there is to be Isaac in the parashas karbon, to be Misasik and different types of tikkunim, but tshuva has to be kaitel everything today, bizman hazeh. Mishnah Tes. Ha'imer echte v'oshuv, echte v'oshuv. If somebody does an aveiru with the thought, I can do tshuva. This is what's called in the Gemara, that somebody's over an aveiru. V'shono, nasa keheta. Once something becomes ingrained in a person, so it's impossible to do tshuva, because that thing, he doesn't have a guilty conscience. He doesn't recognize it as something wrong. Once a person drops a standard and violates something a few times, it becomes normal. There's no way to do tshuva on something that by you is normal. Tshuva has to be on something that's an anomaly, that's an abnormality. That's the whole idea of tshuva, means it's not me. It's not who I am. Where something becomes shona v'nasa lekeheta, it's not shaykh. However, if a person just repeated an aveira out of ignorance or out of neglect or even just he wasn't in the mood, so there's still siyat deshmai. If he taka makes a kabbalah, the tshuva is miskabel, and he's able to be asking tshuva. When he says echte va'oshuv, ein maspikim biyod, this is already a siyat deshmai dikavort, they don't allow him to engage in tshuva. He set it up as I'm not doing tshuva, echte va'oshuv. So mil the halach is, that's the mavur in the Mishnah over here, very scary, ein maspikim biyod, last is tshuva. Echta v'yem ekipurim mechaper. So then the Yom Kippur is meaningless. If Yom Kippur is supposed to be, this is who I am, l'fnei Hashem titoru, I stepped away, I got lost, I got fablonged, but if the Averu was done with the kavon of Yom Kippurim mechaper, ain't Yom Kippurim mechaper. Averu shebenodim lamokoim, Yom Kippurim mechaper, person come to the Rebbein Shalom, Ritzui, Pius, Tahira. Averu shebenodim lachaveroi, ain't Yom Kippurim mechaper. Ad shir atzos chaves. You look in the nusach of Tvila Zak, in the middle there's a chelik of asking the mechila. The Chofetz Chaim would be mamlitz to say that chelik before Yom Kippur starts, because Rishayna Mamazba over here in the sugya, lefnei Hashem titaru means to step into Yom Kippur already in a state of tahara. That's why we have a chivide before Yom Kippur. Mincha v'erev Yom Kippur, we're already engaged in the process of vidui, kabbalah, and so on. So memelo before shkia, even if you don't have time for the whole tefillah zakah before kol nidre, to say that chelik, because over here there is no kapara ad shiratzas chaveri. L'cho'oira, what comes out of the Rambam with the Lech Mishnah and other poskim, is that the ritzui l'chaveroi is a chelik before the tshuva. You can't do tshuva and be meratzah chaveri afterwards. The ritzui is the entry level. After that, there's still the chelik of the averim inside the richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that tshuva helps. Ezu dara shebelozah ben azayim mikol chatisechem lefnei Hashem titoru. That's what Yom Kippur is. Averim shebenodim lamokoyim yoyim akimur mechap, because that's lefnei Hashem. Mishnah finishes off the Heliga experience of the day of Yom Kippur, that Yomim Yutzor V'loy Echad Mehem. Omer Rabbi Kiva, says the Heliga Tana Rabbi Kiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, fortunate is Klal Yisrael, Lufnei Mi Atem Mitayim U'Mi Mitayim Eschem, to who are you connecting to in the state of Tahara? To who are you being Mitayim for? And who's being mitayer you? Avichem, Shabashamayim, Shenemar, Vizorakti Alechem Mayim Tohirim, and Taratim. This refers to the Zrika that will be lost in Lovoy. The Moshul of it is, of course, the Ritzui of the Pora Aduma, which is mitayer. That's the Vizorakti Alechem Mayim Tohirim, the May Pora. But really, it's the May Hadas, like the Rambam ends off in Hilchas Mikvois, where all of Tahara is a state of clarity, a state of illumination. A state of Tahara. Va'omer, mikvi, so use even the word Tahara, is, we had earlier, Tiharoi. The word Tahara is not only purity, it's also Kapara, but it also means light. Tumo, the opposite of that, Ramay Shapiro always used to say, is Miloshin Atum, Miloshin stock, Miloshin stuffed up, confined. Tahara is when there's openness, when there's light, there's clarity, there's connection. Mikveh Yisrael, ma mikveh metaras atmeim, like we said, the mikveh which takes away physical impurity, the Rambam, the end of Hilchos Mikvos, calls the mehadas. Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu metaras Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metaras Yisrael, we should be zeicha, Yitz Hashem to the Ritzui, and the Kapara that Yom Kippur brings, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're starting, which is the way it is every year, right after the Ritzui of Yom Kippur, we step right into building a sukkah. We're going to step right into Be'ez Hashem the next year, starting to build our sukkah with the first Mishnah of Mishnah Sukkah Be'ez Hashem.